Philippe Cousteau, grandson of famed oceanographer Jacques Cousteau, has announced a partnership with pop musician and entrepreneur Usher to begin a volunteer organization for young people focusing on environmental issues. The initiative was announced at the Clinton Global Initiative annual meeting in September. We spoke with 29-year-old Philippe Cousteau about the joint project.
We have our project being announced here at the Clinton Global Initiative, which we call the Water Planet Challenge, which is a project of my organization, Earth Echo International. And several months ago, we met some of the individuals that are working with Usher on his commitment. He is equally committed to youth and to service as we are. We, of course, are focused on the environment with our program, and Usher is committed to raising the level of general youth service. But our missions are similar. Our methodologies are the same, and so over the last few weeks, we've begun to develop a partnership to promote each other's programs and support each other's programs, and we're very excited to do so.
What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, when Vice President Al Gore won the Academy Award for An Inconvenient Truth 2 years ago or so, he stood up in front of the audience and he said, you know, we know what the solutions are. We have the skills and the knowledge. All we lack is the will. And what we like to say is that there are millions of young people out there who have the will. This generation is more engaged in the environment and conservation than any other before them. All they lack are the tools and the skills to take effective action and get engaged in service in their communities to solve the very problems that we're facing here at the Clinton Global Initiative. And that's what both Usher's New Look Foundation is committed to, and of course my organization, Earth Echo International, focused on the environment, is committed to tapping into that amazing group of young people and empowering them, focused here first in the United States and then internationally, to really change the world.
What kind of tools and skills are they going to need?
They need to understand first that service means a lot more than just volunteering maybe on a beach cleanup or in a soup kitchen. While those are all valuable, really where we're interested in is how youth can direct their own programs, where their interests already lie, and help them, give them the tools and the skills and the knowledge to develop an effective, positive, good service program, perhaps micro grants to $500 to $1,000 to help support them in their efforts, and also tie in what they're learning in the classroom. We're very focused on service learning. With our partnership with Discovery Education, we have distribution when we launched the program in the spring into over 60% of U.S. schools. And the idea of really taking what young people are doing service in their community, say if they're learning, for example, about the plant cycle in ninth grade biology, helping them to grow a garden in their school that helps them learn how what they're learning in the classroom is applicable and relatable to the real world, and then taking that food and donating it to the school, to a local homeless shelter, wherever. Now, we know that every piece of food in this country travels 12 to 1,500 miles. So from an environmental perspective, it's good to have a garden. So that's why, that's what I mean when I talk about broad service, that we can track back to really improving the environment and helping kids learn in the classroom what they have to learn.
And by getting hold of these kids, as they grow, they'll keep these lessons with them and hopefully continue for the rest of their lives to help the environment.
Well, it is, and not just the environment, but in their lives, period. Just the skills of investigating a need, creating a plan, solving a problem, taking action. These are all skills for good, healthy stewards of our planet and our society.
And how long is this program going to continue?
This is a two-year commitment, though. This is what we are committed to as an organization over the foreseeable future.
Philippe Cousteau, grandson of Jacques Cousteau, speaking with us from New York, site of the Clinton Global Initiative annual meeting. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.